Lord will raise his own servants.
今天晚上我们继续讲受伤的事情。
This evening we'll continue on the theme of being hurt.
你们还记得上个礼拜听到什么吗？
Can you still remember what we preached last week?
当我们受伤的时候，
When we are hurt,
我们心情受伤的时候，
When we are hurt emotionally,
我们想什么呢？
What are we thinking about?
我们想别人为什么对我这样？
We will think about why others treat us in this way.
我非常敏感。
We will be very sensitive.
但当我们伤别人的心的时候，
But when we hurt others,
我们常常非常迟钝。
We are kind of blunt towards it.
甚至一点不感觉到我们已经伤害了别人。
We don't even realize that we hurt others.
这是人际关系最可怕的事情。
This is the most horrifying thing in interpersonal relationship.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
我们再读一次以赛亚书53章第3、第4节。
Again, let us turn to Isaiah chapter 53 verses 3 and 4.
我们大家一同开始来。
Let us read together.
以赛亚书第53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
我们读第3、第4节。
Verses 3 and 4.
翻到了一同开始来读。以赛亚书53章第3节、第4节。一、二、三。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧烦。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他承担担当我们的忧愤，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被上帝击打苦待。我们再看罗马书第12章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们一同打开罗马书第12章，翻到了一同来读几节的圣经。第17节。
Verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为没的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。第21节一同读：你不可为恶所胜，凡要以善胜恶。我们这一次低头祷
告，
我求你今天照样施恩给我们，向我们施怜悯，向我们显慈爱，用你至圣的真道、活泼的圣言，建造我们的灵命，圣化我们的感情，使我们有长进，使我们在人生的道路中间可以以主你的爱为旌旗，以主你的赦罪为榜样，以主你容忍别人、宽容别人这些的美德来建造我们的灵性。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里思想呢，当我们的感情受伤的时候，
Last week we mentioned what happens when we are hurt emotionally.
应当怎么过一个圣洁的生活？
How should we live a holy life?
人与人之间彼此相伤，
We will hurt each other as we deal with one another.
几乎是一件不可避免的事情。
This is something that cannot be avoided.
虽然伤人者没有这样的存心，
Perhaps the person who hurt others do not mean it.
但是受伤者是很难忘记的。
But the person who has been hurt will not forget it.
在心理学里面告诉我们，
The psychologists tell us,
当一个人受侮辱、受藐视，特别在众人面前受伤的时候，
When a person is hurt because he has been insulted and humiliated, especially in public,
虽然他会发现自己是尊严的，
although he can rediscover his own honor,
但是他已经很难挽回他受的痛苦。
But it is difficult for him to recover.
所以这件事铭记在他的心中是几乎摩擦不掉的。
And these things he will remember for a very long time.
所以呢，我们受伤是一件很具体的事实。
Being hurt is a very real thing.
那我们怎样面对这样的事情呢？
So how do we face these things?
有人因为受过伤，
Some people when they get hurt,
他们就一生爬不起来。
They are hurt forever and they cannot recover.
有的人因为受过伤，
But when some people get hurt,
他就一生专伤害别人。
They turn around and hurt others for the rest of their life.
有人受过伤以后，
some people after they get hurt,
他就咬紧牙根，奋斗长进，永远不回过去的道路。
Will try their best and to strive and will not go backwards.
所以相同的经历，
the same experiences,
产生不 同一个果效。
Can produce different
effects. 所以我们个人怎样面对受伤的这件事情。
It is dependent on how we react to it.
信念的许多人评定自己的时候。
When a lot of people look at their own self-worth,
非常受影响于别人怎么样评定他。
It is often determined by how others look at them.
所以他把别人所谈的话当作一个绝对的标准。
The words from others has become our standard of reference.
一生脱离不了这些评论对自己阴影的影响。
And some people cannot escape from the shadow of all the criticism they receive.
这种做法是不对的。
This is wrong.
所以保罗曾经提过两件事。
The Apostle Paul mentioned two things.
保罗说我们不像那些人。
The first one is we are not like them.
因为他们自己较量自己。
Because they set their own self-worth.
他们自己较量别人。
And they challenge others.
所以这是有关的 estimation, esteem 的问题。当你怎样衡量你自己的时候。
It depends on how you esteem yourself.
你一定有一把尺作为标准去衡量你自己。
There is always a sort of ruler to measure.
当你衡量别人的时候。
When you measure others.
你又用这种尺去看别人够不够你的标准。
You often use the same sort of standard to measure them.
这两种的衡量。
These two forms of measurement.
都是不合圣经的衡量。
It's not biblical.
就是以自己较量。以自己与别人较量。
That is to measure yourself based on yourself and to measure others based on yourself.
保罗很简单的描写这两句话。
The Apostle Paul described this.
就把今天人际关系最大的要害、失败的地方就提出来。
And show us the failure in interpersonal relationship.
我们应当怎么样衡量自己？
So how should we measure the self?
我们可以不可以用别人的标准来衡量自己？
Can we measure ourselves based on the standards of others?
或者用自己无穷无尽的野心来衡量自己？
Or measure ourselves based on our own ambition?
为我们绝对观念中间的标准来衡量自己？
Measure ourselves based on our own absolute concepts?
这也是不对的。
This is also wrong.
当人伤害你的时候，
When you are hurt by others,
无形中你就接受了一种的衡量。
We accept a certain standard.
而且这种衡量可能把你约束、管制，直到几十年你松脱不来。
And this standard may constrain you for the rest of your life.
前几个礼拜，世界最著名、最伟大的指挥离开世界了。
A few weeks ago, the most famous conductor in the world left the world.
这个人叫做 Carlos Kleiber.
This person's name is Carlos Kleiber.
Carlos Kleiber 被承认为这个时代还活着的最伟大的音乐指挥。
Kleiber was considered one of the greatest conductor living at that time.
无论是 Karajan,
whether it's Karajan,
无论是 Bernstein,
or Bernstein,
无论是这个 Masur,
or Masur,
在这些最伟大的指挥都非常尊重他。
All these important conductors respected this person very much.
甚至如果这个人要指挥的时候，别人可以放弃他们的指挥，就把时间交给他。这是音乐界里面很少能做到的事。
Many people will voluntarily give up their conducting post to give it to him.
但是这些人对他的衡量，跟他自己对自己的衡量，完全两件事。
But this person measured himself differently from others.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为 Carlos Kleiber 从小的时候。有一种衡量是一生他没有解脱的。
There is this measurement that Carlos Brinan has never got off of.
就是他的父亲对他的藐视。
And the measurement came from his father.
他的父亲是当代最伟大的指挥者。
His father also was a great conductor.
常常对他你不懂事，你不懂音乐，你不懂得怎么做指挥。
But always talk down on him and say that he knows nothing about music.
所以父亲这些严厉的话，
All these very stern words.
就使他产生很严重的自卑感。
Influence him and give him a sense of inferiority.
父亲又是指挥界的权威。
And his father was an authority back then.
所以认定从小听父亲讲的话是对的。
And so he thought that what his father said was true.
所以他自认没有音乐天才。
He believed that he had no talent.
自认不够资格做指挥。
He believed he was not qualified to conduct.
所以他原来很有资格，但是却以为自己没有资格。
Because of that, he considered himself as not qualified.
虽然有资格，以为自己没有资格，是比那些没有资格的以为自己很有资格是比较好一点。
But it's better than those who are actually not qualified and think themselves qualified.
但他竟然几十年受了这种痛苦纠缠在他的生命
中。But for decades, he was tortured by this thought.
所以如果可能，他就不要指挥。
If it were possible at all, he would not conduct.
但他的生命就在音乐那里。
But his life is in music.
除了指挥以外，他也不做别的事情。
Other than conducting, he got no means of living.
这种人是注定穷光蛋的。
And so he was destined to be poor.
所以他的太太没有办法。
His wife was desperate.
当他们穷到一个地步
，When they were so poor,
明天吃什么都不知道。
They didn't know where the next meal come from.
冰箱里面空空如也，除了水以外
，The refrigerator was empty.
太太就开始偷偷写信给几个交响乐，我们需要他出去指挥了，请快快写信来请他。
The wife would write secretly to all the important philharmonic orchestra to ask them to invite him.
但是呢？这个太太又不把这个事情告诉 Carlos.
The wife would not tell Carlos.
所以他接到信的时候，他就问太太说：“人家写信来请我去指挥，要不要去？”
And when he received the letters of invitation, he would ask his wife.
太太说：“我想还是要去。”
The wife would say, "Well, it's good to go."
我不爱去。
The Carlos said, "I don't like to go."
你不爱去也要去，因为冰箱已经空了。
The wife said, "Well, there's nothing to eat. You better go."
那么他是真的空了吗
？He said, "Is that true?"
他去指挥，指挥完了拿一点钱，注定要装满，又不要出去了。
After he conduct and receive the payment, he will not go again.
所以他的唱片特别少。
And so he did not produce many albums.
有几遍贝多芬的。
A few on Beethoven.
还有很少其他的。
A few on other.
但每次出场都是第一流的。
But every time he appear, the best performance.
所以你现在在新加坡市场上看，还有他的东西，快快买。
Go and buy all the things you can find.
因为新加坡有一些人还不知道他死了。
Some people didn't know he has died.
那么他这样衡量自己。
This is the way he measured himself.
受伤以后变成自卑感。
He was influenced because he was hurt.
有时候做爸爸的不要对孩子你很笨很笨，他真的会更笨的。
As a father, don't just reprimand your son and say he's very stupid.
当一个人受伤的时候
，When a person is hurt,
是不是一定要倒下去
？Does that mean that he must fall?
是不是一生低谷自己呢
？Does that mean that you influence the rest of the life?
其实不一定。
Actually, no.
看你是不是受伤所伤。或者利用伤重建自己。
The question is, are you really hurt, or will you rebuild yourself based on the hurt?
因为那些咬紧牙根、终身奋斗、自强不息的人，都曾经是受伤的人。
All the people who are determined in life have once been hurt.
基督徒既然有天父在上面
，All Christians have a heavenly Father.
基督徒自然有神的应许从上面而来
，And the promises from God.
基督徒自然有圣灵引导我们的内心。
Christians are guided by the Holy Spirit.
我们更应当自重自强。
And so we need to strive.
我们利用受伤。
We need to make use of our hurt.
建立自己。
To build ourselves up.
以至于我们可以达到更大的成功。
That we can achieve more.
那么圣经里面最伟大的受伤者就是耶稣基督。
The person that has hurt most in the Bible is Jesus Christ.
忧患之子。
He was the son of man of sorrow.
常经痛苦。
Has rejected by many.
多受藐视。
He has was despised.
当然，每次我们提到受苦的人生的时候，我们马上就联想到约伯。
Every time we think about suffering, we think about Job.
但约伯是事业成功以后，儿女成群以后，有很大的财产以后，才有一次大的试炼临到他。
But Job suffered the greatest trial after he had succeeded and was very successful.
耶稣基督是常经忧患。多受痛苦的人
，But Jesus Christ was a man of sorrow and always suffering.
但是圣经说他受骂，他不还口。
But the Bible tells us that he does not rebuke when he was scolded.
他受逼害的时候不说凶险的话语。
And he did not turn violence even though he was persecuted.
你在基督受难记的影片中间
，In the Passion of the Christ, the film,
你很清楚看见多少的苦难加在他的身上，而他脸上的表情。充满忍耐同对仇敌赦罪的爱。
You see that he has the love and the forgiveness for his enemies, no matter how hard he suffers.
这是非常难得、非常难得的事情。
This is something that is very rare.
那我们人之常情
，Humanly speaking，
我们常常以言还言，以牙还牙。
We often want to take revenge and to give a tooth for a
tooth. 当别人对我们不好的时候
，When others mistreat us，
我们马上的，我们即刻的。产生了很大的反感跟反应。
Immediately we react and we try to fight back.
我们对别人不好的时候
，But when we are not so good,
我们觉得很迟钝，也不知道自己做了什么事情。
We are very slow to realize what we have done.
所以当耶稣受苦的时候
，When Jesus was suffering,
他说他们所做的，他们不知道。
He said that they know not what they did.
一个人伤别人，自己无自救。
When we hurt others, we will not know it.
一个人受伤的时候非常敏感的自救。
But when we hurt hurt ourselves, we are very sensitive to it.
Hurt by others.
We are hurt by others.
我们非常敏感的自救。
We have self-awareness that are very sensitive.
这两样的不平衡。
This sense of imbalance.
是证明我们是堕落者。
Prove that we have been fallen.
我们已在原罪的影响之下失去了某一些事。这个敏感性
we have lost a certain sensitivity after the fall of man.
所以我们就有许多隐而未显之罪
and so there are a lot of sins that are hidden that is not seen.
所以我们从来没有认错
so we never confess.
从来没有求赦免
we have never asked for forgiveness.
耶稣基督的父啊赦免他们
Jesus Christ says, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道
for they know not what they did.
所以我们是不是也是这样的情形
Are we the same?
我们受伤的时候非常敏感
We are sensitive to being
我们受伤的时候非常认定谁是仇敌
We know our enemies when we get hurt
我们受伤的时候我们马上装满仇恨
If we are hurt, we are filled with hatred
我们伤害别人的时候我们毫无自救
But we are not aware of hurting others
我们伤害别人的时候我们常常就失宠就不承认自己做的事情。
And we often will not admit that we have hurt others.
所以从基督的身上
，from Christ，
让我们可以学到的人性的脆弱、人性的失败是深得多，是多得很，是永远无止息的。
We can see that humanity is indeed weak and had lots of flaws.
那么当基督受人的伤害的时候
，but when Christ was hurt by others，
他的态度跟我们完全是不一样。
His attitude was completely different than us.
我们是罪人受罪人伤害。
We are sinners being hurt by other sinners.
我们尚且受不了，我们马上反击，我们马上反应，马上反抗。
And immediately we will rebel and we will fight back.
但是基督是胜者受罪人顶撞。
But Christ has been hurt by He is a holy one being hurt by sinners.
他是毫无罪恶。
He has no sin.
他是绝对圣洁的。
Absolutely holy.
他是完全的圣者。
He is the perfect one.
但是当他受伤的时候，不但不记恨，不埋怨。
But when he was hurt, he did not remember the hurt.
他乃是无缘无故的忍受，他没有理由做到这样好的地步。
With great patience, he withstand all it.
这就是神性真正的记号。
This is the true mark of divinity.
这就是神在人间真正的这个记号。
This is the true mark of God being with us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be with God.
基督受苦。
The suffering of Christ
有两个重要的意义。
There are two important meanings attached to it.
一个意义是站在救赎者的地步来代替我们。
The first one is that as a savior, he took our place.
这是许多福音派的人都已经明白的事情。
All evangelicals understand this.
而基督受苦的第二个意义。
The second meaning of Christ's suffering
是在人性的最高峰成为榜样，使我们可以效法的样式。跟随他的脚中行
is that he can be an example to us in humanity that we will follow his example.
所以彼得年老的也讲这句话。
The apostle Peter when he was old said this.
基督为我们受苦。
The suffering of Christ.
要叫我们跟着他的脚中去行。
Is for us to follow him in example.
救赎性的意义。
The meaning in salvation.
跟模范性的意义。
And the meaning in setting an example.
基督受苦，神人奥性。对人类最大的启发。
Both of these are inspiration of Christ, the God-Man.
当他站在中保的地位代替我们的时候
，When he took our place as a mediator,
他是上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
当他站在完人之范的地位的时候
，But when he stands at in front of us as the example,
成为我们的榜样，把人性可以达到的可能性。表达出来
He expresses and manifests the possibility of being a human.
而今天新派的人接受后者，他是完人之范，而复留前者不接受他的救赎。
The liberal theologians will accept the fact that he is a great example for humanity, but not the savior.
今天的福音派的基督徒接受前者，知道他为我们死，他是我们的救主，却复留的后面他的榜样，对我们的启发，应当。怎样效法耶稣基督
But the evangelical will accept that he is the savior and ignore the fact that he is a perfect example for humanity.
各有所偏，是一件不完整，也是很可惜的事情。
Both these schools of thoughts have their own biases and it is not good.
今天基督徒不但领受基督救赎所带给我们的好处。
As Christians, not only do we receive the benefits of God's salvation,
我们更应当在基督的模范中间效法他的行为， 负起而跟随他的教宗行。
We need to follow his footstep and take on his yoke based on his example.
当基督受伤的时候
，When Christ was hurt.
当基督受害的时候
，When he was suffering.
当他受毁谤的时候
，When he was despised.
当他受咒诅的时候
，When he was cursed.
当他受鞭伤的时候
，When he was whipped.
他好像一个死人一样无所反应。
He acted as if he was dead without reaction.
这是最难的最难的地方。
This is the most difficult thing to do.
所以圣经借着基督的榜样教导我们在受伤的时候怎样圣化我们的感情。
Through the example of Christ, the Bible teaches us how to make holy our emotions when we are hurt.
耶稣从做人一直到上十字架的这整个的生命。
In the life of Christ from birth to the crucifixion.
从第一次为我们受割礼流血来遵行律法一直到十字架上流血带着紧急的冠冕为我们死把生命灵魂交托上帝为止。
From the first time he bled in circumcision to the time he bled in a crucifixion.
他只有受人对他的伤害对人只有赐福只有祝福只有行神迹医治帮助别人。
He only received hurt from humanity, but in return he performed miracles and blessed them.
他从来没有为自己行过一次的神迹。
He has never done a single miracle for his own sake.
从来没有因为自己是上帝儿子使用过一次的特权。
He has never performed any special privilege for himself.
他从来不顾念自己的生死利害的关系。
He has never taken care of his own benefits, profit or loss.
甚至记载圣经说他连吃饭的时间都没有。
The Bible says that he did not even have time to eat.
他没有存款，连交税的银钱也不在他身上。
He had no saving. He did not even have money to pay tax.
他不为自己留下任何的好处。
He did not reserve any goodness for himself.
他不为自己寻找任何的利益。
He did not find any good things for himself.
当人要拥戴他作王的时候，他逃避，他到山上去昼夜去祷告。
When people wanted to crown him as king, he escaped to the mountains to pray.
耶稣基督实在在是完人之范。
Truly, he is the example for all humanity.
他领受的是咒诅，给人的是祝福。
Although he received cursing, he has given blessings in return.
领受的是逼迫，给人的是应许。
He received persecution and he gave promises.
他领受的是刑罚，给人的是平安。
He received punishment and he gave peace.
他领受的是鞭伤，给人的是医治。
He received whipping and he healed in return.
他领受的是死亡，给人的是生命。
He received death and he gave life.
他领受的是捆绑，给人的是释放。
He received binding and he gave a releasing.
他领受的是人对他的毁谤，他说给人的是神所启示的真理。
He received despise and he gave the revelation of God.
所以基督在受伤的事情上
，In this matter of being hurt,
也成了我们每一个人的榜样。
Jesus Christ became our example.
当我们受伤的时候，我们的感情很容易变得肮脏、污秽、邪恶、自私，以至于被魔鬼所利用。
It is very easy for us to be made use by Satan when we get hurt.
所以我们怎么样圣化我们的感情
？So how do we make ourselves holy in this aspect?
受伤的时候，你不可以看人，你要看主。
When you get hurt, do not look at others, look at our Lord.
到底是不是神差遣这个人来咒诅我呢
？And ask the question: Did God send this person to curse me?
是不是神许可这个人来逼害我呢？
Did God allow this person to persecute me?
是不是上帝许可这些人借着反面的教义来伤害我，使我反省，使我更依靠上帝
？Is God using this person as a negative teaching tool that I may rely on him more?
深化感情的第一步，思想转向上帝。
This is the first step in making our emotion holy.
主啊，若这一事出于你，我就无言来反抗。
Oh Lord, if this is from you, I will not rebel.
因为这些人如果是你派来的，我只能顺从你，我不能计较他们对我有了什么伤害。
If indeed they have been sent by you, then Lord, I am willing to be submissive to you.
这个观念是很基本的。
This is a fundamental concept.
我们今天说一人斤斤计较。
The real problem that we have today.
因为我们常常以为患难、灾害、咒诅都是从别人而来。
Is that we always think that all persecution and cursing come from others.
我们先假设这些都不可能是神用的方法来训练我们。
We first assume that it is not possible that God would send all these things to train us.
要让当我们受伤害的时候，我们感情要怎样深化呢？
What do we do in the second step?
我们要先排除对方是恶意的。
We must first not assume that he is evil.
如果你把别人当作是故意伤害你的。
If you always assume that others meant to hurt you,
那你就很容易对他产生仇恨。
You will have hatred easily.
你更不容易从你受伤的记忆中间除去他的影子。
And it's difficult to shake the shadow from your memory.
因为你先假设他是存心，动机不好伤害你。
Because you first assume that the person harbors an evil intention.
所以你感情深化的第二步是什么呢？
So the second step in making your emotion holy.
排除对别人不好动机的可能性。
Is to not assume that others are evil to begin with.
我相信他不是故意。
You say, I believe that maybe he did not mean this.
我相信这是偶然的事件。
Perhaps this is by coincidence.
我相信这不是长久的计划。
I believe this is not in his long-term planning.
这件事既然可能发生。
Since all these are possible.
这件事既然偶然发生。
Since this is by coincidence.
这件事既然发生在我身上。
Since it has happened to me.
我要感谢上帝，原来我是基督徒，我是受得了，所以神不让这件事临到别人，你就容易深化。
I want to give thanks to God that because I'm a Christian, I can take this and others need not bear this.
如果你先把他们的动机，把他这个怀疑之后。
But if you first presuppose that the person has bad intention.
你就没有办法深化你自己。
It is difficult to make holy your emotions.
一个继续不断仇恨别人的人，吃亏不在被仇恨的人，吃亏在仇恨人的人。
A person that continue to hate others actually is the, at the losing end.
因为你就让这些不好的感情约束你，捆绑你，继续不断吞噬你的灵性。
You continue to be bothered by all this thinking and it continue to hurt your spirituality.
当我们受伤以后，我们第三步怎么深化我们的感情？
And the third step in making our emotion holy.
我们要把它交托给上帝。
Would be to give it all to the Lord.
因为这些有美好的果效。
Because they may bear good fruit.
是圣经里面常常记载的。
We see this often in the Bible.
圣经给我们记载受苦的人后来得的福气更大。
The Bible often tells us that those who have suffered are blessed more later.
圣经记载那些饶恕别人的灵性更丰盛。
And those who forgive others have a greater spirituality.
所以你从神的话得出新的力量。
So draw strength from the word of God.
你把这个事交托给神的时候。
When you submit all this to God.
你就可以省去自己在仇恨中间所可能做的一切的错事。
You are able to save yourself from all the errors in your hatred.
这是深化自己很重要的步骤。
This is an important step in making yourself.
主啊，这是出于你。
Oh Lord, this is from you.
所以我就不计较了。
And so I did not bear this.
主啊，弟兄不是故意的。
This brother may not be for any purpose.
我就原谅他。
And so I forgive him.
主啊，受苦对我有益。
Oh Lord, the suffering may be good for me.
愿你的旨意成全。
May your will be done.
主啊，我交托给你，因为我的力量不够。
Oh Lord, I give this all to you because I'm weak.
你会替我伸冤。
I know you will take vengeance.
这些都是深化自己感情最重要的步骤。
These are important steps in making your emotion holy.
如果我们照着圣经的这些原则，
By all these biblical principles,
我们把自己交托给上帝，
If we give ourselves to the Lord,
我们就可以减少许多没有赏赐的十字架。
We will be able to save ourselves from many crosses that does not have any rewards.
我们可以减轻许多不需承担的担子。
We can save ourselves from many burdens we need not bear.
耶稣基督有一句很伟大的呼告。
There is a very important proclamation by Christ.
邀请我们每个人到他的面前来。
That he invites all of us to come before him.
把劳苦担重担的人到我这里来。
All who labor and are stressed come before me.
我就给你们得享安息。
And I will give you rest.
怎样的安息呢？
What sort of rest?
你们负我的轭。
You are to take on my yoke.
你们学我的样式。
And follow my example.
你们背负我的担子。
And take on my burdens.
负轭。
The bearing of burden
与主一同背十字架的意思
means that we need to bear his cross together.
挑担子
to take on the burden
照着神的旨意把责任担起来的意思
is to take on the responsibility based on the will of God.
学主的样式
to follow him
就是存心跟随他永远做的学生的意思
is to imitate him like a student would.
我昨天对很多的传道人讲到
Yesterday I was preaching to the preachers.
或者你们很大的损失我们做传道的很大的困难在哪里知道吗
Do you know the biggest difficulty of being a preacher?
就是当我们神学毕业的那一天文凭拿到了我们从此就没有老师了
is that after we graduate from the seminary, we will no longer have.
为什么没有老师呢？
Why is this?
因为我们认为我们已经毕业了，不需要受教了。
Because we think we have graduated, we need not learn anymore.
我们从前有老师，现在不需要他监督，没有人在管了，我们就自由自在，就进入危机的里面了。
And now that we have no more supervisors, we fall into dangers.
因为我们看到了我们毕业的文凭，我们以为我们现在已经不必再学习了。
We look at our graduation diploma and we think we need not learn anymore.
所以那些已经做了牧师、做了传道，又常常参加有加拉泽的聚会的那些人，我是很尊重的。
I respect all the ministers and preachers that continue to learn and attend seminars.
那是刚刚毕业就把所有的书卖掉，从今不到图书馆，什么聚会都不要听的传道的，我很盼望他快快辞职或者上十字架。
And those preachers that quickly sell away their books once they graduate, I always hope that they will stop.
我们在台北讲希伯来书查经的时候
，In Taipei when we had a Hebrew expository preaching,
四年断断续续，一共123次。
For 4 years, we preached 123 sessions.
最后一次的时候
，At the last session,
我就问一个问题
，I ask a question.
有哪一个人没有缺席过每一次都来的？请举手。
I ask that the person who has never missed a single session raise their hand.
只有一个人。
Only one.
比我多一次。
Who was there one session more than me?
怎么会比你多一次呢
？How can that be possible?
每一次都是你带领的嘛。
Every time you are there.
我一次从新加坡飞出去的时候，飞机从11点推到2点，2点推到3点，3点推到4点，4点推到4点半。现在他说要飞了，我说对不起，我要出去。
There was one time there was a flight delay.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为那一次你们新加坡一架飞机在台北断了，以后呢路不平，这里一直打掉，那边不能上，不能去，结果迟了5个钟头。
It was a flight delay that was caused by the SQ disaster at Taipei.
从11点推到4点半要飞了。
From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
我算4点半要飞几个钟头啊
？I asked them how long is the flight？
大概要飞4个钟头多。
They said 4 hours.
那么4个钟头半以后到那边已经是8点了。
It will be 8 p.m. when I reach.
4点半已经差不多9点了。
And then about 9 when I reach.
9点我再从飞机上拿行李出来，再到台北是10点半11点。
Maybe 10:30 to 11 when I reach Taipei.
第二天早上6点起来再回印尼。
And then the next day at 6 I will go back.
我说 I'm too old to go to sleep one night in Taipei only.
我太老了，不要在台北只睡一夜。
所以我说，请你把飞机门打开来，我要出去。
So I said I want to leave the plane.
他说我们就要飞了，你为什么要出去呢
？They say well, we are about to take off.
我说我不想到台北睡觉。
I said I don't want to go to Taipei just to sleep.
我在新加坡回印尼，我可以在家里睡得比台北舒服。
I can just go back from Singapore.
难道你到台北去睡觉吗
？They ask me why are you going to.
我说你看看吧。
I said look at my time.
我明天早上7点就要到飞机场。
Tomorrow at 7 I have to.
我6点就要起来。
And wake up at 6.
那么现在我到那边11点才到，我去做什么呢？
What is the point of going now?
他们说不能够，你不能开门出去。我说我就是要出去。
They say you cannot leave.
后来他们打来打去，电话线上，他老开门，我就自己一个人走出去。
In the end, they gave up and let me go.
我走出去，飞机就飞了。
And the plane took off.
感谢主，我没有去。
Thanks be to God.
所以希伯来书唯一的地方我缺席一场就是那一次。
So that was the only time I was absent.
那一次我乖乖从新加坡飞机上打电话给老校长，你快快预备晚上去替我讲道。
I called the person in charge and asked him to take my place.
我缺席一次。
So I was absent once.
这个地方我不缺席的。
But not in other places.
所以如果有哪一个人从头到尾参加的举手。
So I asked those who have never been absent raise their hand.
举了完之后我跟你一样，我也是每一次都到的。
So I said, well, every time I'm there.
就是台北我稍一次不到。
Only once, not in Taipei.
那么你知道几个人举手呢
？How many raise their hand?
在台北只有一个人。
In Taipei, one.
那个人是谁呢
？Who was this person?
无名牧师。
He was a pastor 无名。
几岁呢
？How old is he?
今年88岁。
88 years old.
88岁。
88。
每个礼拜。
Every Sunday. Every
是78是吗？78 or 88？啊？
88。
88岁。
88。
每个礼拜来听。
Every week he was there.
听4年。
And he was there for 4 years.
因为他一直愿意有学习的心到主的面前。
Because he continued to want to learn.
有一些牧师呢，刚刚毕业，什么都不要参加。
Some ministers will not participate in anything.
从此没有老师。
They have no other.
从此不再学了。
They won't learn anymore.
所以他们的程度永远停留在毕业的时候那样肤浅的地步。
So their standard is always at the day of their graduation.
我告诉一个人在学校里能得到的学问到底多少
How many academic degrees can you get from a school?
你到底可以得到多少真材实料的知识？
How many true knowledge can you get from a school?
学校只把一个原则给你。
The school would give you a principle.
学校只把一个方向给你。
And sets you on a direction.
学校只把一个怎样看书、怎么点旧书、怎么到图书馆找材料的这些习惯给你罢了。
And give you the habit of research and going to the library.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
你存心继续不断学。
Then we will be determined to learn for the rest of our life.
你就发现个人对你的伤害，别人对你不好的地方，都成为你学生理的好机会。
When you do this, you will discover that all opportunities of being hurt are opportunities to learn about the truth.
愚笨的人
，a person who is not wise,
苦难中间杀害自己。
In the midst of suffering, will hurt himself.
一个聪明的人
，but a wise man,
借着苦难建立自己
，would use the opportunity to suffer to build himself up.
人对你伤害到底是好事或者是坏事
？When you are hurt, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
有许多人受苦的时候，第一件事就是追讨上帝：你既然是全能的，为什么你让我受苦
？Many people, when they suffer, first of all, they question God being the Almighty.
所以他说，听得到成为他追讨。怨恨上帝的原因。
The sermons become a reason for them to blame God.
第二样。
Secondly,
当一个人受苦的时候，就开始怪责各地各地方周围的人对自己的害处，从来没有想到怎么样报答别人对他的好处。
When a person is hurt, they often blame all the people around them rather than repaying them.
第三样。
Thirdly,
当一个人受伤受害的时候
，When a person gets hurt,
就怪责撒旦的存在。魔鬼的攻击诱惑使他今天落到这个地步。
They blame Satan, the temptation from the devils.
第三。
Thirdly.
第四。
The fourthly.
当一个人受苦的时候
，When a person suffers,
他就埋怨自己的家世背景，一切所谓神没有给他好的环境的这些的处境。
They blame their family background, their environment.
这些人永远不会进步。
These people will not progress.
所以呢，孔子说。
Confucius said,
君子求助己，小人求助人。
The gentleman will seek help from himself, but the despicable person will seek help from others.
我从来没有看到一个怨天尤人的人有可能长进到什么地步。
I have never seen a person that's always cursing and swearing grow.
跟那些懂得把仇敌的轻看、环境的逆境，以及自己遭遇的各样不顺的东西。当作跳板来建造自己的人，都是有成功的人。
But those people who can build themselves up based on the things that they've encountered in their life will succeed.
我们应当为受过伤害感谢主。
We need to give thanks for the hurt we've received.
我们应当为神许可仇敌信息感谢主。
We need to give thanks for God for the existence of our enemies.
我们应当为我们的过程中间有魔阻力感谢主。
We need to give thanks for the obstacles we encounter in our progression.
魔阻力不但没有妨碍我们的前进。
These obstacles not only will not stop us.
魔阻力使我们这个脚步踏紧，另外一个脚起来的时候不会滑倒。
It helps us to stay steady as we move step by step.
所以这个魔阻力的存在是绝对的必须。
There is an absolute necessity for a friction to occur.
人对我们的伤害也是绝对的必须。
In the same manner, a hurt that we receive are absolute necessity.
人性受过苦难的磨练是绝对的必须。
It is absolutely necessary for humanity to suffer.
连上帝的儿子到世界上来。
When the Son of God came to the world,
他要借着苦难学习顺从。
He will learn obedience by his suffering.
才能进到完全的地步。
And then enter into perfection.
你是谁？我是谁？
So who are you and my me?
我们处处盼望有特权。
We always want special privileges.
我们时时盼望有特别的恩典。
We always want special grace.
我们只求福分，我们逃避苦难。
We seek after blessings and escape from suffering.
我们对别人给我们的伤害只有咒诅，只有反抗，只有这一颗报复。从来没有为别人代祷。
We will curse and rebel and take revenge over others, but we will not pray for them.
这是非常不对。也是很危险的事情。
This is wrong and very dangerous.
除了耶稣基督受苦、受伤、受害以外
，other than suffering of Jesus Christ.
除了约伯受伤、受苦、受害以外
，other than the suffering and trials of Job.
在先知里面，耶利米是最都受伤的人。
Jeremiah would be a prophet that has suffered most.
但是还有另外一个人
，but there was another person.
是大卫王
，the King David.
大卫王可能是最常受伤害的一个伟人。
King David probably is a great person who has suffered.
大卫从来没有想到，他的家中最小的，竟然被拣选成了以色列的王。
He has never expected himself to be the king of Israel.
但是当他做王那一天，马上用信心抓住上帝，求你不但使我做王，求你使我的子子孙孙不断有人坐在宝座上。
But on the day of his coronation, he immediately called by faith to God that all his generation will continue to be on the throne.
大卫从他的幼年，从他的少年，特别蒙受上帝的恩宠。
The Lord was gracious to him ever since he was young.
这件事就成了他一生一世受伤的原因。
And this is the reason why he was hurt all his life.
大卫是如此，约瑟也是如此。
This was the case also for Joseph.
约瑟因为特别受他父亲雅各的宠爱。
Because Joseph was favored by Jacob.
所以他年幼的时候就被妒忌，受伤害，被出卖，流亡在埃及做奴隶。
His siblings were jealous and so betrayed him and sold him away as a slave.
这些都是圣经里面记载受伤的人给我们留下的榜样。
These were men of suffering that are examples for us in the
Bible. 约瑟最伟大的人格就是当他的弟兄们伤害他，年老的时候，因为依靠他的时候，他们来对他讲一句话。
The greatness of Joseph is seen when his siblings come seeking him for help.
因为受伤的人不容易忘记。
It is difficult for a person who has been hurt.
伤害的人也不容易忘记。
But the person who was hurt will not forget.
特别当你伤害的人成功的时候，而你存心伤害过他，你就不能忘记从前曾经对他怎么不起。
Especially when you want to hurt another person and that person succeed, you will never forget you're hurting him.
因为你是故意伤害他。
Because you set in your mind to hurt him.
所以你一定不容易忘记。
So you will not forget this.
特别当你所伤害的人成功的时候，你很难过。
Especially when your victim succeed, you will hurt, you will be sad yourself.
所以他们很怕，又是做了宰相。父亲就死了，就把全族杀掉，怎么办呢？
The brothers were worried that Joseph would take revenge and kill all of them.
所以他们就到他的面前。
So they came before him.
他们求他了解，求他原谅过去的罪恶。
They wanted forgiveness from him and wanted understanding.
受过伤的又是怎么回答呢？
What about Joseph who was hurt by them?
虽然你们的意思本来是这样伤害我。
He said that although you were intent to hurt me,
但是耶和华有他更高尚的美意。
But God has a better will.
使我离开你们的埃及，今天我才能拯救全家的人脱离饥荒。
That I may leave you and go to Egypt, and now I can save all of you from famine.
你们的意识动机是不好的。
Although your motive were all evil.
但是神的计划是对的。
But God's plan is correct.
这就是受伤害的人圣化的感情最伟大的表现。
This is the greatest manifestation of a holy emotion.
当你对别人还有仇恨的时候，
When you harbor hatred to others.
当你对别人恶还在纪念的时候，
When you still remember the evil done to you.
在你内心的深处盼望为自己伸冤有一天可以施行的时候，
When deep in your heart you want your day of vengeance.
你的感情还没有圣化。
Your emotions have not been made holy.
但当你对别人可以忘记他们的恶行，
But if you are able to forget the evil done to you,
你对神的旨意可以顺从领受，
When you are able to receive the will of God,
你对遭难的子所受到的教义可以建立自己灵性，
And when you are able to establish your spirituality based on your suffering,
你就可以安稳自在享受神借着这些使你受苦的计划怎样操练你，怎样成全你。
In peace, you can enjoy all this training that God has given to you.
这样你就过一个很圣洁的生活。
You will live a holy life indeed.
你做一个宽容的生活。
And live a life of forgiveness.
你过一个赦免别人、不计较人的恶的生活。
A life where you will not remember the evil done to you.
这个是真正的爱的表现。
This is the true expression of love.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
又是受害不报仇。
Joseph did not take vengeance.
照样的，大卫也是。
In the same manner, David did not take vengeance.
特别用一些的时间讲大卫。
I will spend some time talking about David.
大卫一生受的苦，
the sufferings of David
是没有一个君王可以忍受的。
Cannot be withstand by other kings.
因为大卫是在君王的地位上受苦。
Because he suffered as the king.
所以他可以用王的权柄马上报仇，马上执行审判，来使国家安定下来。
He could have quickly taken revenge as the king exercising his powers.
大卫不做这个事情。
But he did not do this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝先叫撒母耳高他做王以后，让他几十年 还不能上王座。
Because after he was anointed as king by Samuel, he did not take the throne for
所以他少年的时期已经得了王位的资格。
When he was young, he was already made king.
但是他要等到扫罗死了，他差不多40岁才可以登基。
But he waited for Samuel to die when David was 40 years old.
这一段的事情是有地位而没有生活，有地位而没有实际的一个磨练。
It was a time of trial when he already was made king, but he did not have the throne.
这种磨练的感受是什么？我不知道，因为没有被高过做王。
I don't know how he suffered because I have never been made king.
我也从来没有等我妈妈或者我爸爸死了，我登基的那种盼望，没有这个事情。
And I have never hoped to receive things when my mother died.
我们不明白。
So we cannot understand this.
大卫一生受了不白之冤，多多好多事。
But he suffered greatly from false accusations.
不是他自己要做王。
Not that he wanted to be king.
是扫罗，哎，是这个撒母耳把他叫出来的。
He was identified by Samuel.
当他从牧场被带回家的时候
，When he was brought home from the farm,
莫名其妙膏油就倒在他头上。
And then the anointing.
没有做医生的话，他吓了一跳。
He must have been shocked.
所以他不知道这样做到底有什么好处。
Although he did not know what the benefits were.
虽然这件事没有传到扫罗的耳中。
And this thing was not known by Saul.
他照样回去做牧羊的工作。
He continued to go back and be a shepherd boy.
永恒的地位已经定了。
But his status was set in eternity.
他受伤的这个经历也一定地位也是降低。
Because of that, surely he will suffer.
所以呢，他在好像是命运摆布之下，一定要受伤受苦一样。
As if he was destined to suffer.
当扫罗王不敢面对哥利亚的时候。
When King Saul did not dare to face Goliath, David came forth.
存着一个爱国的心
because he loved his nation.
存着一个忠于王的心
and he was faithful to his king.
存着侍奉上帝的心
and he wanted to serve God.
用机弦石头把这个哥利亚打死
with a sling he shot at Goliath to death.
当他看哥利亚倒下去的时候
when Goliath fell,
他就用哥利亚身上的大刀把哥利亚的头把锯下来。
He cut off the head of Goliath using his sword.
抓住他的头发就带到扫罗那里去。
And brought his head before Saul.
当他半路的时候听见一句话。
In the midst of it, he heard.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
That Saul could kill thousands, but David tens of thousands.
那也莫名其妙，也不是他组织的唱诗班填这个歌词在里面。
He did not organize the choir or get them to sing.
就因为这一句话呢。
But because of that,
从今以后他绝对。没有安宁的日子
He had no days of peace.
扫罗就认定以后可以抢夺他的位分的就是这个少年
Saul knew that he was the one to take his throne.
扫罗也嗅到了百姓以后一定不忠于他的
And he realized that the people are not faithful to him
anymore. 眼中钉乐中刺只有一位就是大卫
And David became his main obstacle.
那天开始扫罗就注定他就决定暗定一定要杀死大卫
And from that day onwards, Saul was determined to kill David.
大卫什么错啊
？What wrong did David have?
他杀死哥利亚是没有错的。
He killed Goliath, and there was nothing wrong.
人家称赞他不是他的错。
The praises were natural.
他被告做王也不是他要。
And he did not want to be another king.
完全没有错。
So he did not do anything wrong.
但是注定一定要受伤。
But he was destined to be hurt.
而且他注定受伤，不可能报复的。
And he cannot take revenge.
因为虽然已经被告做王，还要等二三十年。
He had to wait decades before he is crowned.
所以他只能等等，一天一天受难而过日子。
Day by day, he had to wait.
我个人认为，大卫一生受伤的这个次数跟分量是大过其他所有的人。
I believe that David has hurt more than any other person.
所以呢，大卫过了一个很困难的生活。
He led a very difficult life.
在旷野，扫罗寻索他的命。
In the wilderness, Saul went after him.
当扫罗被恶魔所附着的时候
，When Saul was tormented by the devil,
大卫冒着危险带着乐器到王宫里面去演奏给他听。
David was brave the danger and played for him.
突然间，扫罗就把一个箭把他射到他身上，要刺穿他，让他死在那里。
And suddenly, Saul shot an arrow at him, wanted to kill him.
又高又壮的扫罗，力大。如牛
Saul was very tall and very strong.
所以一射的时候，这个刀就射进了墙壁，而他呢就逃走了。
And then the sword went into the wall, and David escaped.
从那一天开始，他知道他没有好日子过。
And David knew he had no good days ahead.
所以上帝安排了这个仇敌的一个孩子，深深爱上大卫。
But God allowed the son of the enemy to love David.
有一件事我不明白，像扫罗这样的人怎么会出这样好的孩子呢？
I cannot understand why Saul can have such a good son.
这句话告诉我有其父不一定有其子。
This tells us that the son need not follow the father.
圣经说要拿单爱大卫过于自己的生命。
The Bible says Jonathan loves David more than his own life.
约拿单对大卫讲过的最重要的一句话是：“你必做王，然后我最多不过做你的宰相而已。”
Jonathan said that you will be the king. Maybe I can be the prime minister.
这样的大量，
he was so forgiving.
这样的宽容，
and had such an open heart.
这样的尊重家里面的仇敌，
and he honored the enemy of his family.
是历史历代伟大的青年最好最好的榜样。
This is the greatest example for all young people.
有许多人认为这是一种同性恋的感情，我告诉你，绝对不是。
Some people think that it's an expression of homosexual love, but this is absolutely not so.
这是随意利用圣经的人要受加倍的刑罚。
These people will be punished because they misuse the Bible.
大卫是一个正人君子，是一个非常男子汉的人。
David was a true gentleman.
这个约拿单也是一个有妻室、有家庭的人。
Jonathan was married with children.
他们绝对不是那些这些同性恋的下流的人心里所想的那种人。
They are not what the homosexual expect them to be.
因为约拿单深看出上帝的引导。
Because Jonathan could see clearly the guidance of God.
所以他宁愿退下来，让大卫做王。
He was willing to step backwards.
他是真正敬畏神以公义待人的伟大青年。
He was a great man who truly feared God.
而大卫也深深知道约拿单对他的这份圣洁的感情。
And David knew that Jonathan loved him.
我认为这是他在受伤时代里面最大的安慰，就是这里。
I do believe this is his greatest comfort.
大卫受的伤很多。
He was hurt many times.
那请你注意一件事情。
But take note of one thing.
就是为什么大卫受这些伤，不是当场赦免他们？
He did not forgive the people immediately.
是不是大卫把这些记恨到死以前全部做一次算账？
But did he bear it all the way to his death?
这是很多人读圣经不明白的事情。
This is something many people do not understand.
我今天特别要跟你们谈这件事。
I want to talk about this today.
大卫是不是一个不真心赦免，而是心肠狭窄，把别人对他的不好隐藏在心中？记恨到死不放过的人呢？
Was David a hypocritical person who actually bear the vengeance in his
heart? 绝对不是。
Not so.
请你注意。
Take note of.
当他做了王以后
，After he became the king,
他还照样受伤，从不报。
He still did not take vengeance.
从来没有报仇。
He never took revenge.
人对他不好，从来没有下毒手。
He never took revenge on people who hurt him.
当时在迦南的君王中间，没有一个人可能做到的事情。
Among the Canaanite kings, not one has done the same.
所有的君王都有最大的权柄。
All kings have great authority.
可以随自己的私意生杀他喜欢不喜欢的人。
They could execute people they do not like.
所以大卫一个反他，他可以杀一个；再一个反他，可以杀一个。他绝对有权柄，没有人可以拦阻他。
David could have killed all who opposed him.
大卫唯一的毛病就是当他爱上八十八的时候，他就借刀杀人，使乌利亚死在战场的前线。
His only problem was falling in love with Bathsheba and killing Uriah.
这是耶和华绝对不喜悦的事情。
This is something that displeased God greatly.
除了这件事以外
，other than this matter,
多次受伤。
He has been hurt many times.
人对他不存好意。
When people have evil intentions,
人咒诅他。
When he was cursed,
四妹在路上一面讲一面走一面咒骂他。
She may was cursing at him along the road.
大卫下面的将军说：“这个死鬼，让我去把他砍头好不好？”
The general says, "I let us go kill him."
很像约翰对耶稣说：“撒玛利亚人不肯接受你，好不好？让我祷告，求天降下火来。”把他们全部烧死。
Like the apostle John saying that he should ask for fire to burn up the Samaritans.
耶稣有没有说，我十二个门徒有一个像你这样爱我的，我真是谢谢你。
Did Jesus
快快烧死他们吧。
Good, send fire to burn them all up.
耶稣对他说，你们的心如何，你是不知道的。
Jesus Christ said, you know not what your heart is like.
大卫真的很神经。
David was the person after God's heart.
大卫在这些受伤的事情，绝对像耶稣基督。
On all this matter, he was like Christ.
在圣经里面从来你没有看见他报仇那些恨他的。
The Bible never recorded him taking revenge.
所以让他吧。
He said this, let them be.
四妹咒诅我。
When she may curse me.
整条路一路都骂我。
Along the road, he did the same.
可能是耶和华所许可的事情。
Perhaps the Lord allowed it.
我是受伤的。
I am hurt.
但我受伤却不伤害他。
But I will not hurt him in return.
我不可以动手伤害耶和华的受膏者扫罗。
I will not hurt the anointed one of God, Saul.
我也不可以伤害那些咒骂我的人。
I will not hurt those who curse me.
撒回受伤的顶点是什么呢？
At the height of his hurt,
就是当亚撒龙叛变的时候。
It was when Absalom rebelled.
亚撒龙用自己人为的办法来制造选票。
Absalom did his own voting system.
人家要去见大卫，在门口，他一个一个握手，跟他亲嘴，让他们感到这王子真是好的不得了。
And this prince tried to get the people on his side when people come to see David.
这个就是总统直选以前的手段。
This is what happened before direct election.
就是不熟不到要断，叫做手段。
You keep shaking hands.
那么这个亚撒龙呢？
Absalom
不但如此，
not only
当他最大的权柄得到的时候，
when he had great power,
他做了一件人伦最不可提的羞耻。
He did the most despicable thing.
也是全本圣经上帝的子民中的最害羞的事。
The most shameful thing recorded in the Bible.
他的阳台的上面。
On the balcony,
叫许多人亲眼看。
And when lots of people could see,
他跟他的爸爸的妻妾在那里犯奸淫，叫他的爸爸眼睛看。
He committed adultery with his father's concubine in the sight of.
有什么事比这个更使人受伤的吗？
So this is the most hurtful thing.
如果你的仇敌
if your enemy
在你面前奸污你的爱人
rape your loved one before you,
你感受是什么？
Well, how would you feel?
如果是你的孩子，
But if it were your son,
把你的小老婆脱光衣服奸污他给你看，你看到什么？
Who did the have sex with your concubine right before you?
这个君王有权柄，马上叫人把他杀死。
As a king, he could have executed all of them.
大卫做王还受这样的羞辱，这是天不公地不道才可能发生的事情。
This is the most unrighteous thing for a king to even have to suffer.
我不知道大卫受伤到怎样深入的地步。
I really cannot understand how much he was
hurt. 但我读经的时候很奇怪。
But when I read the Bible, I'm curious.
亚撒龙死的时候
，The day Absalom died,
他们又说不该，你这样的孩子应该死。上帝是公义的，老天也是有眼睛，他不这样。
David did not say, "Well, you deserve it. You should have died long ago."
他不能吃，不能睡。
He did not eat. He did not drink.
他听到亚撒龙死的时候
，When he heard that his son was dead,
捶胸
，He beat his
chest, 大声哀哭
，and wail,
亚撒龙，亚撒龙，亚撒龙，我的儿子啊，我儿亚撒龙啊
my son Absalom."
你看有这样的父亲吗？
Do you see the father like this before?
受伤的时候
，When he was hurt,
有这样的表现
，He expressed it in this
way. 这种人灵性到什么地步，我是不大明白。
I cannot understand how he could be so spiritual.
但是我一定要相信。
But I must believe.
这是圣经的记载。
In all this, because it's in the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
把这些受伤害的记录
，All these incidents of being hurt,
跟我们可能想象的他们受伤的心情。
When we imagine how they have, must have felt,
比较我们今天或者地上的经历
，and when we compare with our own experiences,
我们受的苦就不足介意了。
We will see that we have not been hurt so much after all.
我们到底多么受的伤可谈的呢
？What sort of hurt can we talk about in comparison?
所以求助帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们在受伤的时候
，in this matter when
we are
hurt,
回到神的话。
Let us return to the word of God.
我们看上帝永远的旨意。
Let us look at the eternal will of God.
看上帝对我们的应许。
Let us see how God has promised us.
我们看仇敌的灵性的需要。
Let us look at the spiritual need of our enemies.
为我们现今需要的解脱。
More than the kind of help we need.
我们绝对不要亲手报应。
Let us not take vengeance on our own hands.
绝对不要亲口咒诅。
Or curse others.
我们就效法我的主。
Let us imitate our Christ.
受骂不反口。
Who will not talk back.
受毁谤受咒诅也不讲凶下的话。
And who did not have words of vengeance.
因为圣经说。
The Bible says.
你不要为暴所胜。
Do not be won over by evil.
你要以善胜。
But win over evil with goodness.
仇敌对你不好的时候。
When your enemies are bad to you.
你要善待他。
You are to treat them well.
你的仇敌饥饿的时候。
When your enemies are hungry,
你给他饭吃。
You are to feed them.
你的仇敌干渴的时候。
When they are thirsty,
你给他水喝。
You are to give them drink.
你这样做就如同炭火放在他的头上。
When you do that, it's as if you are putting burning coal upon their head.
主啊，这是我很难做到的事情。
You say, Oh Lord, this is so difficult.
那主说，我儿。
My Lord said to my son,
你要学我的样式。
Imitate me.
你要复我的儿。
carry my yoke，
担我的担子
，and take on my burden。
我的轭是容易的
，because
担子是轻省的。
My yoke is easy, my burden is light。
最后要解决的一个问题
，the last thing to solve。
那为什么大卫既然这样好待他的仇敌，到年老的时候把这些往事重提来告诉所罗门呢
？Why did David repeat all these things to Solomon？
是不是他 forgive but not forget？
Was it because he cannot forget?
是不是他呢？记恨在心，最后有仇必报。
That in the end, he wanted Solomon to take revenge.
是不是他装作好人，自己有生之年不下手，让孩子做恶人去杀他的仇敌
？Was it because he just pretended to be good?
很多人不经到这个地步，都用这种眼光来看大卫，我不敢。
I do not dare to look at David in this manner.
我只能告诉你
，I can only tell you，
大卫可以下令杀死所有仇敌。
David could have just killed all his enemies.
大卫从来不自己伸冤。
But he did not take revenge himself. 那么
为什么年老的时候要告诉所罗门
？So why did he tell Solomon all these things?
我要反问你。
But I want to ask another question.
为什么他只告诉所罗门
？Why did he only tell Solomon?
如果他是把上一代的仇恨传到下一代去
，If he want to tell the next generation of the problems,
应当叫所有的孩子都到他面前来。
He could have summoned all his sons,
做一套很好的录影机
，and then get a very good recorder,
有很好的扩音机
，with a good
loudspeaker, 把谁是坏蛋一个一个录下来，然后一个人 copy 一套给他们
，and then tell all of them and give them all a copy.
为什么大卫单单对所罗门讲
？But he only told Solomon.
为什么年老要死以前要讲这些话
？Why did he say all this before he died?
请你注意下面两点。
There are two things that are important. First one,
因为他统治以色列的时间已经结束了。
The days of his rules have ended.
从此以后，大任是降在他的儿子所罗门的身上。
And the responsibility will be upon Solomon.
所以他一定要告诉所罗门，你要防备的是什么？哪一个人是坏人？你不要上他们的当，你才会好好治理以色列。
So he had to warn Solomon who to avoid.
这是绝对必要。
This is something absolutely necessary.
这个是他不做王的，他做大执政，大卫执政。
Now he's no longer the king, but something like
that. 他对他的儿子说
，He said, to his son,
我统治的时候曾经经历这件事。
I've experienced all these things.
现在我不下令，我只做执政，告诉要怎么做怎么做。
Now I'll just advise you on what to do.
我资助你执政，叫做执政。
I just help you.
就是这样简单道理。
It's so simple.
第二个事情
，The second thing.
为什么大卫要告诉所罗门
？Why did David warn Solomon?
公义到底是公义。
Because righteousness is important.
示梅咒诅大卫是对的吗
？Is it right for Shimei to curse David?
不对的。
No.
为什么呢？因为大卫是受膏者。
Because he was the anointed king.
大卫是合神心意的。
Pleasing to the eyes of God.
所以当大卫受不应当受的咒诅的时候
，When David was cursed,
示梅不是得罪大卫，示梅是得罪上帝。
The sin was against God and not against David.
是神的审判一定要来到。
So the judgment of God must come.
请你注意。耶稣基督今天不亲手来审判所有得罪他的人，让无神论、抵挡者、异端都存在，不等于说永远生。
Jesus Christ did not take vengeance on all those atheists or the heretics.
在教会外面有上帝的仇敌。
Outside of the church, there are many enemies of God.
在教会里面有真理的内奸。
And also spies within the family of God.
都可以原谅，白白赦免他们，没有这个事情。
Does that mean that Christ will just simply forgive all of them?
当耶稣基督再来的时候
，But when Christ come again,
他要把耗子从麦子中间，把这个杯子从麦子中间把它耗出来。
He will take the wheat away from the wheat.
才能焚烧。
And burn it up.
所以上帝现在宽容人犯罪，不等于没有第一的审判。
Although God will allow sins to seem to exist, it doesn't mean there's no hell.
这就像大卫当时宽容人咒诅他，不等于他们不应当受审判。
It's just like David forgiving them doesn't mean that they will not go through judgment.
我们的主在末日的审判的时候，全部的罪都要背负出来。
In the final days, we have to answer for our sins.
照样。
In the same manner.
大卫当他离开世界以前，所有犯罪的人。都要受审判。
David, before he left the world, has to give judgment to all who have sinned.
问题是在哪里
？The question then is,
主啊，我交给你。
Oh Lord, I give this to you.
不是我自己为自己伸冤。
Not for myself to take vengeance.
我受伤的时候
，When I'm hurt,
我要求你保守我，给我的感情圣洁。
I ask that you preserve me that I may have holy emotions.
我把一切都交给你。
Because I give all things into your hands.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们懂得怎样过一个圣化的感情的生活。
That we know how to live a life with holy emotions.
给我们懂得谁是仇敌，应当怎样交给上帝，而不是自己为自己伸冤。
And we recognize who our true enemies are and give them to the Lord and not for ourselves.
更懂得利用神许可临到我们的伤害，来建立自己的道德灵性，进了更成熟的地步。
And more importantly, to become more mature by making use of the hurt that God has allowed us to experience.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.